Now give me like a nice soft, soft. Because, you know, I do want to thank all of you for coming in here. And I know maybe I said a few things that were maybe a tinge off color. You know, I mean, I accused you of fucking your daughters. You know? I didn't mean that. I don't know if you're fucking them. I'm not there. I mean, I haven't peeped since I looked in my aunt's window when I was a kid. But you wouldn't really fuck your daughters. Maybe you'd let them jerk you off. Who knows? But that's not my business. So maybe you eat her ass. Who put her through school? You know what I mean? I could understand it. Maybe she walks around in a Calvin's creeping so far up her ass it's wiping her pancreas. You're sitting on your chair in the living room. Your prick is hard like steel. Nobody's looking. You drop a load. Who cares? That's what family's all about. Jacob. And the people from Texas, they came to New York to have a nice vacation. And all I'm telling him is to use her like some kind of receptacle. To shoot his load in a face on a back in an hour. Get it? I didn't mean that. I love Texas. I fuck a lot of girls in Texas. And you, Dunsky. I didn't mean that. You're a nice guy. You don't have to fuck your girlfriend's friend. You should fuck her. Come on, you know you want to chomp away on that little slice of hers. But that's your business. Maybe you'll just drive her home and you'll go home and just think about her and jerk off. Whatever makes you happy. And Janet. Janet the divorcee. I don't care if she blows you. She should love you. Suck his dick till the veins are blue. Suck his dick till you take his goo. Merry, merry Christmas. Pull his prick. Slap his balls. Eat his ass. Till your tongue is brown. Merry, merry Christmas. Shoot your wad high in the sky. Sprinkle it all around. Give her some. Give her two. Double loads for you and you and you. Merry, merry. Merry, merry, merry. Merry Christmas to you. It's time to go. I've got to shoot my goo. Take care.
It's hugely hello and Merry Christmas, everybody. I've been doing Christmas specials since the 1st of November, and now we're finally here for the actual Christmas special, because it's actually Christmas time now. Long, long time coming. It's been the Ski Mask Collective people, sans Anthony Mead. The guys are very, very funny and very, very, I guess you'd call it an edgy comedy sense of humour. I have to say, though, that due to the fact that I have, you know, YouTube channel and I've got sponsors, I did have to do a lot of bleeping. So while, of course, this is one of my legendary Christmas parties, I did have to do a little bit of editing, a bit of censorship, but I'm sure you get the message. But if you want to see stuff like Ski Mask Media do their show uncensored, you can find them on all good podcast services and their great great YouTube channel, Ski Mask Collective. At the time of recording this, it's December 20th. I just, as of last week, made my debut, potentially final appearance on Who Are These Podcasts. I think it went well, but then I would say that I'm a narcissist. Also finished up the final episode of Dork Side of the Ring. That's the so-called comedy show that I do with Rad Rob, where we make fun of shit wrestling. Will it be back in 2022? Who knows? I don't care. Also made my first appearance on a podcast called Mallertown, which I think is it's a sport. It's a sport-based show, but I basically just rambled and ranted about whatever the fuck pissed me off specifically on that day. All good fun and all good times. And speaking of good times, and I don't know what makes it a good time, speaking of plugs, if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at the Hugie on Twitter, at the Hugie on Instagram. To see the video version of tonight's episode, check out Hugie Entertainment on YouTube. And if you happen to be a fan of professional wrestling and you want to hear it being spoken of by the experts, then go check out Keepin' It 100 Official on YouTube. That's the official YouTube channel for the controversial podcast hosted by Conan and Disco Inferno. And that's the plugs over. I have to say, though, that this will, of course, be the final episode of the podcast in 2021. I think that in 2022, the plan is to go back to a more regular schedule. But instead of it being all interview-based, I'm really planning to mix it up. There's going to be some, I don't know if you call it spin-off shows. At one point, I was planning on doing a second podcast. I just think I'm just going to do certain special episodes on this instead, so it would make more sense. There's a spin-off with, there's a couple of specials coming up with the great Chadster. Oh, sorry, that's another one. I made my second appearance on Eyes Up Here, the great podcast with the boob-tastic Francine. I love that woman. I hate her husband. So there's a Chad thing coming. There's another sort of film review thing coming, possibly a gamer podcast coming. I don't know if that's actually possible. I'm sort of still in the very early stages of working that one out, but whatever. This Christmas party is it's an edgy one. It's set at a real party, of course, because that's the kind of guy I am. I party 24/7. I'm very happy with it, and I'm also hoping this isn't the final time that you see, that you hear or see, speaking of YouTube, the Ski Mask and myself on this show. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the paid sponsors, which I have to do, Ski Mask. I know you've got a problem with them. And then we're going to go straight into the Christmas party of 2021. So see you after the break, and Jim Stansel and the mysterious Ski Mask. Hello. Support to you for It's Hugie Hello is brought to you by Manscaped, who just so happens to be the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. You know what I mean? They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. Everybody knows what it's like when you're trying to keep yourself clean or keep yourself special, you know, for that big night out. Just say you have to be going to a big concert, say, I don't know, AC/DC stadium show. There's about six of you going away. You know that, right, something's going down tonight, so I'm going to trim my hell's bells. Use the wrong thing, you're going to end up cutting your balls and you're going to be on the highway to hell, if you know what I mean. One of my hilarious jokes there. But that's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. It's called the Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin safe technology pioneered by Manscaped. And when I tell you this is premium, I actually mean this is premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. You gotta play it safe. You don't want to speed through that shit, cut one of your balls off. It's waterproof technology, so you can groom in the shower. It helps clean up easier. And one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show off your mower loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. And if you're listening to me speak right now, and I hope you are, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Trim that drunk of yours. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code HUGEY at manscaped.com. At HUGHEZY at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. And just as a little quick reminder, get 20% off and free shipping when you use the code HUGEY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using the code HUGEY, HUGHEZY. And thank you for the sponsorship, and on with the show. This fantastic 5-star, unbelievable, history-changing episode of It's HUGEY Hello has been sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, let's be honest. In my opinion, 2020 going into 2021 has been a hell of a year, if you know what I mean. Right. Personally, I feel like I've aged 10 to 12 years over the last 12 months and grown. And if you're like me, you're feeling your age more than you used to, especially in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. It's time to snap out of it. Spring is here, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Boing. That's not a sound effect. That's just one of my incredible, incredible skills. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, which is erectile dysfunction, by the way, you floppy penises. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor office, no awkward conversations about your small penises, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, thankfully, and it ships right to your front door in a discreet package. The process is simple. You sign up at bluechew.com, BLUE, like the color, chew, like the chew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in days. And the best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills like quite a lot of us? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Bluetooth tablets are made in the USA. Thank you! And they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it comes time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's the best thing. We've got a special deal for It's Hugey Hello listeners. You try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code HELLO at checkout. All you got to do, though, is just pay the $5 in shipping. That's BlueChew.com with the promo code HELLO to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring our podcast. And on with the show. Want to buy wrestling merch but don't want to buy the cheesy or childish stuff the WWE puts out? Well, Collar and Elbow is the company for you. Collar and Elbow was founded on the traditional values of professional wrestling. Two entities working together to create a product intended to connect with people on an emotional level. A symbiotic relationship where one cannot flourish without the other. They strive to create a product that embodies their passion for professional wrestling through street fashion. Basically, it's wrestling merchandise that you can wear in public that doesn't make you look like a total nerdy mark. This is great stuff. I've bought a bunch of it myself. I wear it myself quite often. And when you go to buy it, don't forget to use the coupon code HUGEY. That's HUGHEZY, all capital letters, to let them know that you heard about it through me. That's Collar and Elbow. Use the coupon code HUGEY. And do not forget to tell your friends, because this is the best merchandise company you're going to find anywhere. At this time of year, I always like to take my Yuletide and make it gay AF. And when you think of gay AF, the first thing that comes to my mind is the Ski Mask Collective. When I introduce them in order of hotness. Hello, that's me first. Just being hilarious to set the tone. We have got the beautiful Jim Stansel. Jim Stansel, Merry Christmas.
Happy to be here. Feliz Navidad and happy Jew 8 days.
There you go. And the beautiful, very mysterious Ski Mask. Ski Mask, how the tits are you on this festive day?
Yes, yes. Merry Christmas to you, Adam. How are you? I love that mug. What is that?
That it was Thanos's fist. But one day I got drunk and tried to sit on it, and I lost a few gems, but my farts look fabulous.
Good.
Speaking of secret you-know-whats, let's talk about Joe Rogan. I don't like him or find him funny at all.
But I don't find him funny.
Yeah, but I've got to think that I'm not the only one that thinks such a thing. So let's start with the guy with the festive t-shirt. Lovely Jim Stansel. Joe Rogan, funny?
Now, what are we talking? You're talking a stand-up? You're talking in general? Are we talking his podcast?
Whatever.
They're all different to me. I like his stand-up. I think his stand-up is good. I mean, I've only seen his specials, but I thought they're fine. Better than a lot of the other crap I've come across in my
whoa,
day.
Whoa, whoa,
his-
whoa. You can't say crap on the air. That's an word.
Sorry. Bowel movement. I've seen a lot of bowel movements these faggots are putting up on Netflix.
You can say crap. I've changed my mind. It's Christmas. Okay. We're having a party. It's a party.
Well, I had to get approved just to wear this shirt. I know how much money you make on these.
$50 a year.
Yeah,
you make a lot of money on those shirts you're wearing, Stansel. We've sold about 50 of those. You know, I
mean, let's derail this. Yeah, a lot of
going on.
Yeah, by the way, if one were to want to buy one of those shirts, where would that be?
SkiMaskCollective.com. Go there. Get you I think I someone's shirt. If you think that you have been involved, go to SkiMaskCollective.com and get that shirt. I'm telling
great
you.
Great
right
last
now.
Minute gift, too. Give it to your grandmother. Kick your grandmother. Not be sure about it and buy this shirt.
Your cousin, your uncle. I mean, it doesn't matter. You need to have this, but do it drunk. That way you're not sure if you were involved in the that way you think
that holds up in court. That's fact. In American court, at least. I don't know what kind of kangaroo bullshit you have over there. Joe Rogan's podcast is guest dependent. I don't think he's funny on his podcast. I like his stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't find him funny at all. Plus, I hear his podcast. Well, I don't even listen to it. I think it's, and pardon my language, sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it.
You're going to get us canceled.
This is going to get back to him. Good luck getting on that show.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm busy.
You are. You're busy doing talking shit about our king leader, Kevin Brennan, on Who Are These Podcasts.
Yeah, what was that all about?
You fucking piece of shit.
That was more going after Owen Benjamin.
Yeah. No, it was. That was. It is. It's somewhat of a. It's somewhat of an honor, honestly, to be. Some of the shows you could tell he's doing it as an honor. Some of the shows are actually terrible, but that one was a fun one. You were fun on that. Carl is funny. Carl, you could tell, is very structured, right? Like very radio. You could tell he was in radio. I feel like there's not a lot of room for riff raffing.
I give you some behind the scenes trivia. He records that whole thing at once with the audio and everything playing, whereas a old queen like me, I fix it all in, as we call in the business, post.
Oh, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not in the business. We are currently just getting over the charges.
I live in a garage.
But Ski Mask, my shell-suited love, what do you think of the Joe Rogan? Is he funny, or is he a big jerk that stinks of harsh language?
I think his podcast is horrible, and it's even worse now that it's on Spotify. I think that he would be funny if he was doing regular clubs, but it's hard to be funny in a stadium. It just really is. You can't connect with the audience. But I have to say, I do like it when he's commentating the UFC fights. I think he's very good at that. And I think that's like, you know, that's what I like him for. Like when I rewatch,
I think UFC is
UFC is, but like if I'm rewatching like a really bloody fight, he's really good at commentating on it and like keeping.
If I want to see just a couple guys brawling with each other, I'll just go outside of a fucking pub at 2 a.m. Right, Adam? I don't need it. It's fucking this training, that training. It's just guys mauling each other. Give me a break.
That's true. I always go outside the pubs and I go, hey, all you drunks, anybody hungry? Because my deli serves knuckle sandwiches 24/7. And by the time I say I get to the seven, the end part, you know, the N-word, I've already served up three helpings of knuckle sandwiches. Yum, yum. No teeth to eat these meats.
Order really? Up.
Do your knuckles ever hurt after, you know, like knocking one right in the teeth? Or do you ever get a tooth stuck in like one of your knuckles?
Dansel, do you hear that hilarious joke?
You guys, he asked me. I don't even want to get in the way of this riffing.
Yeah, he asked me, he says, do you ever get hurt? What is he? What the fuck does that even mean? I don't get hurt.
You know we're.
No, you're. I'm not trying to say.
You're. I've heard you say that you're.
We should take our shirts off.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait.
Come on. You want to take your shirt? Come on, Adam. It's the holidays.
Let's get festive here. This is what we do.
That is a nice pair. Do you work out, Stansel?
I do. I'm a former American athlete.
You're like exceedingly muscular, but you seem to have the same issues that I do.
What's that?
The 24/7 beer shits. Do you think you could take Joe Rogan?
I'd actually be probably a good matchup. We're very similar. He's a weird looking guy. He's got a weird shape to him. I don't like old men who are strong. I'm sorry. Old men with that are jacked it's just weird. I
don't like old men that brag about being strong. You know what I mean?
You just look weird.
It's like just work out, like do the cardio and shut the fuck up. You don't have to like post all about it.
Yeah, you could tell that Joe Rogan's the type of guy who, at like a wedding, would go over to the young guys' table and see who wants to wrestle.
He's the type of the guy that would go over to the young guy's table. He would turn the chair around and sit on it backwards, you know, and be like, let me tell you boys a lesson. You know, it's like, no, we don't really need one. Shut up.
Yeah. I asked him if they've met any babes at the nightclubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been going to the disco?
Yeah. 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 Have you been going to the playground?
Speaking of which, that brings me to my next topic here. Two things that I hate is elder abuse and child abuse. But obviously, that means that I have to like one more than the other. Let's start with the ski mask on this. From elder abuse and child abuse, which one is your favorite?
Elder abuse by far. Child abuse is absolutely unacceptable. You deserve to die by guillotine with the child abuse. Elder abuse, you know, maybe go to jail, prison, something like that. But the child abuse, head cut right off.
Yeah, because I remember there was a guy, he was a you-know-what, I'm not going to say the word, but he was a and he he taped himself beating up old people. Like, he would wake them up by punching their faces, and he got away with it because, I'm not going to say the word, but he's
yeah, African-American.
Yeah, and say and that's the thing that, from an outsider's point of view, America's so fucked up. That's why the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, it's kind of funny-ish. I don't like him, but I think it's good that he got away with it.
I think it's hilarious. I'm trying to get him on the show.
Yeah. I'll offer him a lovely sandwich.
Yes, knuckle sandwich.
But the terrible thing is this, like, real men don't need guns. Real men go to the 24/7 bakery, and they've got a knuckle pie for anyone who wants to step up. But Stansel, between elder abuse and child abuse, which one do you prefer?
Boy, tough interview here. Like the Tom Brokaw of Ireland. I think it's kind of funny when the old, I know the video you're talking about, and it's funny because they're always like, who are you? And just some big old, you know what, just going to town on them.
African-American.
So I get a good kick out of the old blacks just knocking around my grandma. And frankly, a lot of them deserve it. Greatest Generation, my ass. Look what you've done to industrialization. You've ruined the planet. I think children need beatings now more than ever. The world is so pussified. So I also don't terribly disagree with beating the hell out of your child. So especially if they deserve it. It's the only way for them to learn is to really beat the hell out of them, beat them and beat them.
Yeah, I was thinking whenever Adam brought up the question, I was thinking he was talking about children, not.
I mean, they've done studies. The only way for children to learn is to beat it into them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I agree with that. Yeah, for sure. Definitely slap them around a bit. You know, take them to the pool. Just throw them in when they don't know how to swim. Just throw them right in.
I don't know if I answered the question. I guess I like them both. Which one do I like more? I like children beating more.
What about animals? Do you like them?
Animals,
beaten?
No, I draw the line. I don't joke around about animals. I like animals far more than humans. Here's the thing with animals. Animals don't know what's good. Humans can contextualize and have cognitive abilities. Animals don't know what's going on. Let's not joke about that. Let's get back to the...
Have you ever... what about if you kick a snake in the face? You ever do that?
No. No, I run when I see the snakes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Here's Jim. Do you hear what he said?
Especially when I see him in the bathroom stalls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or something. Do something. How about you, Adam? Big piece?
Yeah, big piece or what?
I despise my dick because I can't rely on it.
Can you show it?
Because it's not right now, because I got the, as you'll love to hear, I got the booster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
hey, yeah, so do I, because I'm short. It's on my chair.
I walked into the doctors, you know, pretending to smoke, and I went, "Booster, I barely know what." Oh, and both people there laughed for an hour.
And then they held you down with force and shoved a needle into you. Yeah.
They certainly did. Yeah, but with my dick, it's like one day it's huge and it's like the world is mine. And then the other days it's pathetic and you think, turn them fucking lights off.
It's tough for you guys with the weather. It's nice here when it's warm out. I feel good about myself. Low-hanging balls. Fluffy penis. This time of year is tough. It's really, really out of the shower is it. Other than that, it's Tina's time.
Yeah. Speaking of penises.
Yes,
Yes, is Pete Davidson faking mental health problems for attention?
Let's he looks like he has. Of course.
We'll talk about Big Peace. I mean, boy. what was the question? Sorry. You said Pete Davidson in my mind.
Yeah, is Pete Davidson health problem. Faking mental health problems for attention?
I don't know. Whatever he's doing is working, these dumb whores. What is he faking now?
Mental health problems?
Yeah, he's always going like, I'm dealing with depression. It's like, yeah, imagine the depression of seeing Kate Beckinsale take her underwear off in front of you. Boo-hoo. Fuck 9/11. I'm glad it happened. It was worth it.
He's a bit skinny for my taste, but to each his own. He's got I hate his tattoos. Terrible tattoos.
Yeah, his tattoos are bad.
Worse than Natalie Cuomo's.
I got really bad tattoos, but his are just, ugh. And his lips. What is going on with that? How do you get on a show with
Listen, big dick beats all. Big dick. It's like a royal flush.
Is he actually funny? Because, there's a lot, I watch Saturday Night Live because it's the last show that I hate watch.
Ugh, I feel sorry for you.
But sometimes there's parts of it that are really funny, and then it's often not. He's not funny, and he's really like his Joe Rogan impression. The only thing that they had in common was that they're both not funny. And I thought it was complete, and pardon my language, I know you don't like it, but it was complete hogwash.
Oh,
geez. Oh my Sorry. God. You're going to get us canceled.
Take that out in your post.
Yeah, I'll post it out. Yeah, postman, he'll do it.
Yeah, he always delivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does the milkman.
This podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. But seriously, folks, seriously, though. But Ski Mask, do you think that Pete Davidson's faking it all and that pretending to have mental health problems is like the new trend these days? Or is he actually a big spaz with a stupid face and a cunt face?
No, I mean, look at the women he's been with. He's on a hit show. Of course he's faking it. He ran on the, oh, my dad died in a building for many years. And now that's died off and nobody gives a fuck anymore. Now he's like, oh, no, I'm depressed. You know, it's always something with these people fucking complaining. It's like, shut the fuck up and count your blessings. Like, just get over it.
Yeah,
the building fell.
I'll never forget.
Yeah, and how can he be dealing with mental health depressions for so long? And he's always like, I think about suicide. It's like, think harder.
Yeah, think harder. Brooklyn Bridge, it's right there. Please. It's like, do us all a favor.
Yeah, it's like, you're rich. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rockefeller building is tall. That's where they filmed that. Just jump off of that.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, good for him. Maybe that's his aesthetic, though, isn't it? Just being depressed and having a big dick. Girl, that's what our other host or maybe former co-host, pretty much his shtick, too.
Right.
He has a big willy.
Big piece.
Big piece.
Oh, I got to DM him. Get a peek of some of that shit.
I know. You got the losers here.
I'll send you a pic of my piece if you want.
Oh, nice. Merry Christmas. There's the thumbnail. But that would be great, a thumbnail on YouTube, just a picture of a dick.
We're going to do that probably within the next 5 episodes. I feel like that's where we've been trending. It's really getting gayer and gayer as the shows go
banned.
By.
I'm banned from Facebook. I'm about to be banned from Twitter. So I might as well just put the dick out there. Get banned from YouTube. Fuck it. Who cares?
Well, speaking of someone who definitely killed himself and there's no conspiracy about it, got to ask you about your guy. What was his name? Charlie Epstein? What was his name?
Yep. Charlie Epstein.
Horrific child abuse and aside, can we all agree that Epstein Island sounded fucking amazing? I'm going to start with Ski Mask on this one.
It sounded a lot better than, what was it? What was it called? The Playland at Michael Jackson's place?
Neverland.
Yeah, Neverland. It sounded a lot better than the Neverland. I mean, why did Michael Jackson get an island? I mean, if you could buy an island, Michael Jackson clearly could have. I mean, just go to the island. I mean, maybe some guys were just flying there to vacation. Like, just because you were on the plane going there doesn't mean you were children. Maybe that was just going on in the background. They were just fucking vacationing.
Yeah, it didn't mean it was, but it, but Clinton did do it.
Oh, Clinton for sure, yeah.
Hey, definitely right. Charlie, I'm coming over this weekend. You have any tight brunettes with no pubes?
I'm only kidding.
Small, between 140 and 145.
Yeah. that was my George Clinton impression, by the way, before Bill Clinton's people tried to sue me. But yeah, think about it. So he literally owned an island that had all these activities and a home cinema. You could travel around on a buggy, whatever you call those things, go-karts. I don't know. I'm not into this hip talk that you crazy kids are into. And to be fair, there was a lot of on that island. But apart from that, I think that would be a great fun time, you know, six-pack of beer, go-karting with the boys, naked children aside. Stansel, what's your take on ye old Epstein Island?
Oh, well, I'm a man of the Caribbean. I enjoy the. I just got back from Belize a few weeks ago.
Show off.
Yeah. So the temple was a little weird. I just thought it was terrible architecture more than anything. I didn't like it because it just, you know, the lines in a circle just looked bad. And, you know, so they say children in there. That's besides the point. But yeah, island have an island and some old pal. You pretty much said it, Husey, with palling around with the old boys. Exactly. Get a little bottle of rum, pound it down on the beach, and maybe pound a little something else afterwards.
I think that we should send the I someone shirts to the Ghislaine Maxwell trial.
Yeah,
we'll send them straight to the courtroom.
You will find out more information about Avatar 2, the new will about Ghislaine Maxwell. She has so much dirt on so many people that I'm amazed she's still on trial.
Dirt on her titties too, according to that picture I saw the other day.
You've seen the pictures, right, Adam? I mean, I saw them a while ago. I've been shot white out of my groin, but have you seen the pictures of her?
I've seen them, but I gotta be honest, she looks kind of like Jerry Seinfeld in the 80s.
She does.
What's the deal with all these naked chicks? I mean,
you said you were 14.
Why don't they have pubic hair?
Why is this a fake ID? It's a little floppy.
You ever notice that Bill Clinton, he's much happier after sex with a
This one has a hologram. It's a hologram.
Let's frame Monica Lewinsky so we can get away with children.
Yeah, which is possible. Like, what a great scandal to have. Kids. I was getting a BJ off the fat.
Oh my God.
How can I kids if I'm getting BJs? Come on. It's okay. It's the Bilster. Not that I'm pointing fingers.
Slick Willie. I used to play the saxophone as well. We've got a lot in common, me and Bill.
Well, speaking of which, black people, why do you think that people don't like watching black porn stars? And we'll start with the lovely Jim Stansel.
Ooh, that's a thing? Is this true?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't have a furious rage about it.
You don't have a dog in the fight?
Yeah, but it's like, why is it do you think that people like enjoying to watch non-white women? But if it's a non-white man in the scene, they're like, oh, God, no, this is the vulgar.
I think it's opposite.
What the hell goes on over there? Well, you're all white. What are you talking about? I like a nice big buck going to town somebody's mother. Big hulking buck. Big strong breed just pounding that thing out. I don't care.
Black.com.
I don't like the tattoos on the black women. There's too many tattoos a lot of times, but I don't mind a nice little mulatto every now and then, a little Tiana Trump sprinkled in there. I get down with that. I'm 3% African, though. So,
see ya. Bye bye. Bye. They're going to, thanks for turning up.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm half Sicilian. So that's bad.
Oh, whew.
Sorry, I should have disclosed
Welcome back
that.
To the show. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you.
What about you, Ski Mask? Do you like to watch male black porn stars in scenes, or are you grossed out?
Oh, no, I'll watch Big Black Buck just take him to town all day. But as far as, like, the black ladies, no, I'm not watching that. I mean, come on. I like to see, like, 18-year-old petite just getting railed by something that just looks so ridiculous, such as Mandingo's cock.
He likes the classics.
It's so fucking big. Or Lexington Steel. There's a couple other those classic
guys. Have you seen the ones where they're clear? It's just an absolutely ridiculous big black penis, but they're clearly holding it on them like it's just a huge dildo, but they're trying to play it. Those give me a giggle.
I don't like those ones.
There's a famous. Have you ever heard of a lady called Janine Lindenmuller?
No.
She was big in the 90s.
Aaliyah Janine?
Yeah, where she apparently got some sort of virus outbreak.
Good.
You know, she caught something, so nobody wanted to work with her. So she had to do a what did they call it? One of those POV interactive porno things with a fake dick.
And it was like a double ender.
Seems like a long way to go. Maybe just get an actual job.
Yeah, and they put it on the end of a squirt gun. So when it came to the cum shot, it was ridiculous levels of grossage.
No, that's ridiculous. Like I said, at that point, you just got to bite the bullet and work at McDonald's or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, work at the Subway.
Or just keep lying to people and just give them diseases. Who cares?
Yeah.
But as of course, this is the Christmas special. Everybody's having a great time at this Christmas party.
We love talking cum.
Yes. And we can all hear the Christmas music playing in the background, which we put it in post. As we wrap up and before we go to get back to the dance floor, I gotta ask about ye old Seth Rogen. About 10-15 years ago, I thought he was one of the funniest fucking people in the world. I loved his films. I used to love watching his interviews. I thought, yay, Seth, I don't care that you're one of them. In 2021, going into 2022, he's one of the smuggest, biggest in the world, to the point that he's now making fun of the working class people who get upset if their car gets broken into. Also, it's now impossible to criticize him because you're a white supremacist. Nothing to do with the fact that he's made the same film since 2007, again and again and again. It's only because you're a white supremacist. So we'll start with the ski mask on this, because I assume he looks at a swastika numerous times a day, mostly on his phone wallpaper.
He is from Texas.
Obviously. So he's a pure blood. What is your opinion on the changes of Seth Rogen?
I'll still watch an occasional old movie of his, but nothing since at least 2012. I think when Pineapple Express came out, it all went to his fucking head. He made so much money from it. And he became big star. And, you know, next thing you know, he thinks he's the shit. He's opening up a weed business. Fuck you. Get out of here. Put a cross on his lawn and light it on fire and hang from it.
Hang a white man from a cross for a change. Times are changing.
The problem I have with Seth Rogen, though, is that he's become...
Oh, wait a minute. That's Jesus. That's what this whole holiday is about. I fucked up. We did hang a white man from a cross, and now we've been paying for it for 2,000 years.
We pinned him to the cross.
That's right. But we didn't. We know who did, though.
They set him
penny pinchers
up. It was what's the deal with these people? By the way, do you think who was the most sarcastic apostle? It's like, Jesus would be like, is everyone here for the Last Supper? And somebody goes, no.
Yeah, I already ate.
Yeah.
I ate earlier. I thought this was a meeting.
Yeah. Oh, this was dinner? I was here for dessert.
I was here to hang you on the cross.
Yeah. But anyway, Stan, so what's your take on the old the changes in Seth Rogen?
Yeah. So unlike you, I never really cared for him. He always annoyed me. I'm not saying I knew what was coming, but he 40-year-old virgin, he topped out of that. Pineapple Express was entertaining, but even as a pothead, I was like, all right, I get it.
Lot Knocked Up was good, I thought.
I'm
wrong.
No, it was okay. It was okay. Yeah, now he's just totally off the rails. The thing with Seth Rogen, here's the thing. You know what? You stole a little bit of my thunder in that he just is the same person every movie. Same thing that happened to Will Ferrell and many others. But he lost weight. It all comes back. Nobody who's skinny is funny.
Jonah Hill, same thing.
Jonah Hill sucks. Seth Rogen sucks. I actually constantly think of the same person. I think that's who I was thinking of. But I think the thing is the weight loss, which I'm getting concerned about. I need to maybe put a few more on. Maybe all of us should put on some weight. Get some more laughs. But I think it can all be traced back to his weight loss. Now he's an L.A. cuck. He just like rolls joints and talks about. I don't know. I don't watch anything he does because I hate him. So.
Do you not find it weird that how it's like every 6 to 8 months, another one of his group of friends gets Me Too'd? There was Aziz Ansari, the funniest guy in the world, followed by James Franco, the second funniest guy in the world. And every time Seth Rogen's like, I stopped having contact with them ages ago. But he's so smug that he reminds me of Ric Flair back in the 80s. Seth Rogen needs to have the Four Horsemen.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, the biggest house on the biggest hill.
Yeah. That's Seth Rogen.
My bong pipe costs more than your car.
Break into it to find out. Yeah. We'll compare the bill.
Do you ever see that film I did where I played a slacker who dated a beautiful woman and I got high with her and we danced to a song from the 90s?
Do you ever remember that film where I played my exact self and just smoked a lot of weed outside of a house?
Right.
And then I got into the weed business. Oh, it's hilarious. It made tons of money. The movie stinks.
I have a hilarious anecdote. I went to a show the other day. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, I work in a TV store. You're a 40-year-old virgin. Oh, my God. You've never felt a tit before? Wow.
Yeah. I've got another hilarious story. The other day, I went to the post office. Hi.
Hey, you over there. Want to get high?
I like
it. No, that's it. You guys...
Yeah, I like to introduce myself to people and say, hi, I am.
I like to say, welcome to my store. I sell weed because I'm high.
I like looking at big buildings and say, that building looks high, and I am.
Fuck Seth Rogen. He blows. Yeah, now let's get into some Kevin Brennan stuff. What's going on? You were talking some trash. We didn't really cover it. What's going on? You were talking some noise. We know you were talking noise. I've had multiple people inbox me about you talking the noise. Now, what's going on?
Wow.
I know
multiple
you say
inboxes.
Yes. Multiple inboxes, DMs coming in all over the place saying, Husey this, Husey that. You got to check out this podcast. Now, what happened on that show? It sounded like you came off a little rough on the edges.
I thought that the Owen Benjamin episode was a total letdown.
I didn't like it either, but yes.
So that's why when I got offered to go on WATP, I thought, I thought we've got to get that episode because. Because the thing with Kevin Brennan is he's hilarious. But on that episode, it seemed like he was really struggling. It sounded like he was high.
But maybe it was because he was a little nervous because he finally had a big get, you know, and he's just trying to do an actual interview.
Mm.
Not nervous, but he was just trying to do an interview.
Yeah, I don't think. Benjamin had some stuff that was funny, but it was more of. I don't know. I feel like. I would put it as a loyal Kevin disciple, put it on Owen Benjamin. He was kind of in his, I feel like he was more in his political mode than in comedy mode for most of the show.
Yeah, and he did a lot of over-talking.
My two cents.
Yeah.
But and I don't leave that hanging around those filthy right? Merry Christmas.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. Yeah.
But just as we're getting to wrap up.
Wait a minute. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Fatter wife or fatter slash uglier wife, Dave Landau or Chris Martin? You love that guy.
That Chris Martin, I've seen what it looks like. And I'd rather talk to Seth Rogen about being high.
No, you're
really laid into that guy. You don't like that guy, huh?
Only person that I would say that I possibly hit.
Now your beef with Chrissy Mayer, is that all cleared up or is that still happening?
There never was a beef. That was just me being hilarious, being a hilarious jokester. You know how it is when you're in the biz.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, did you see that photograph of her with the XIA, whatever the fuck her name is?
Oh, yeah.
Sure I did.
Yeah. I mean, holy Jesus. That's killer husbands.
Yeah, I made some white. I think I made white from that picture.
Yeah, mine was kind of greenish yellow, but, you know, I did get the booster.
Yeah, to be expected. Zia doesn't do anything for me. That's a boy body. I don't like boy bodies.
Agreed.
It was a good picture. Yeah. You're Irish. You like your bony people and malnourishment and whatever you people like over there.
But the thing that I do like about Zia that's funny is that she does that thing called the snack stream where she eats junk food and does live streams. But you can slowly see the weight gain.
Really?
Yeah, and she's losing all the shit that made her, you know, the hot Chip Chipperson girl. Now she's just going to be another fucking Christine, the producer.
Oh, well, I got a snack for her.
Yeah. Yeah, I've something that she can eat after she gets...
Hi.
But just as we're getting the wrap up here, chaps, Jim Stansel, Ski Mask, what have you got to plug for these lovely listeners on this heavily censored YouTube episode and uncensored audio version?
Stansel, go ahead.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm a nobody, so this is great. Just follow me at Stansel Jim. That's all I'll plug here. And I'll let Ski Mask do the good stuff.
At
Stansel Jim Twitter and Instagram, whatever. We have fun. It's
That's right, Ski Mask. It's always good when Irish people speak to people in balaclavas. What do you have to plug for my legion of 17 listeners?
I will plug your asshole, and then also SkiMaskCollective.com. Go there for the big T-shirts. Right in time for the holidays. Go there and get them. I almost someone's shirts. They're selling out quickly, folks. I'm telling you, they're really, really fucking good shirts. Stansel's being frantic right now trying to find the shirt. Yes. Someone.
Give it to grandma before that black knocks her out.
Patreon.com/GeekMaskMedia, and you have audio everywhere just in time for the holidays.
And the hot sauce, if they ship.
Oh, yes.
Silk City Hot Sauce made us a hot sauce.
Silk City Hot Sauce, pull over. Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com. Use code SMC. You'll get 15% off.
Oh, and give us $3 on our Patreon. Stop giving comics money. Start giving us and Adam money. Yeah, I was thinking about it. We give all this money to people who are already making money. I live in a garage. Ski Mask lives a girl to live in her house.
Yes.
So join our Patreon. $3 little bucks. Last show we had a trial. I had a shower with two men. And I was put on trial because it's not gay.
It's gay.
And that's it. We're going to have fun. Next show, we're doing an IQ test with all everybody. We have fun.
That's coming up this weekend. We'll be doing an IQ test.
And my advice to any new listeners would be to get on the Ski Mask Collective train before they blow up. Because it happened to the Loud Boys, and they're doing great with Gas Digital. What do you call them? Right, the Return of the Sisters doing great. And I see... a good 2022 coming for the Ski Mask Collective. I've been on the show twice. You guys are hilarious. Stansel's actually kind of attractive. It's weird. I don't like this feeling. But I want to thank you for coming on. It's been way, way too long for it to happen. And let's possibly do a St. Patrick's Day special in March where we can do some of this.
Drinking double dicks. Oh, drink it. Yeah, I'll do a little of that too.
Yeah,
doing maybe it right
it'll
now.
Still, maybe it'll still be snowing in March.
Yeah, calling for flurries.
How about a big wave to all the boys and girls at home? We say Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Happy
final bleep. Okay, thank you, Jim and Ski Mask. Hopefully, I will have Anthony Mead on in 2022. That guy's making some waves in the comedy world. Hopefully, all three of you will be on that time. Merry Christmas, everyone. 2021 has been a pretty fucking crazy year, in my opinion. That's one of my hot takes. Maybe 22 is going to be better. Depends how much of a sheep you are and let the government lie to you. But anyway, have a Merry Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. Enjoy your January 1st beer shits. And it's Husey. Bye-bye.